Conservation efforts are often focused on rural or even suburban areas, but urban environments and the species that live in them are every bit as important and deserving of our attention. For example, have you ever wondered what's swimming in the Inner Harbor right here in Baltimore? I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. At the National Aquarium, we never take our waterfront location for granted. The National Aquarium is an active player in efforts to improve the health of the harbor and conditions for fish, plants, and people. As part of these efforts, we are in the early stages of updating our waterfront campus to combine natural restoration with innovative technologies to better support the environment and the harbor. The plan includes floating wetlands, native habitats, aerators, and fish havens. As part of our occasional peek below the surface, this week we're looking at the amazing American eel. Although we seldom see them because they're more active at night, American eels are at home in the harbor and in rivers, streams, and other freshwater areas throughout the Chesapeake Bay watershed. They might look like snakes, but eels are actually fish. They have long fins, and their coloring can range from green to yellow-brown to black. While males grow to 2 feet long, females tend towards 3 to 5 feet in length. The American eel is the only freshwater eel found in North America, and they're catadromous, meaning they live in freshwater and spawn in the ocean. The eels that live in our local waterways have taken an epic journey just to get here. American eels begin their lives in an area of the Atlantic Ocean near Bermuda called the Sargasso Sea. The Sargasso is characterized by warm, still, salty waters and large mats of free-floating sargassum seaweed. It's here that the eggs of American eels hatch into larvae in January or February. These tiny larvae drift in the ocean, covering thousands of miles over their first year, while transforming slowly into the glass eel stage. Before they enter the Chesapeake, the glass eels change from transparent to pigmented. Now called elvers, they are a little over 2 inches long and swim many miles up the bay's rivers to reach fresh water. During this migration, the elvers face daunting roadblocks. They're known to slide over rocks and dams, even wet grass. In recent years, organizations such as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have undertaken efforts to remove human-made obstacles to the eel's passage. This includes removing dams and shutting down hydroelectric facilities at night when the eels are most active. This not only ensures stability for American eel populations, but it also does so for other important migratory fish species. After a few months, the elvers mature into adult eels. A typical lifespan for an American eel is 5 years, though some can live much longer. Each fall, eels that have reached sexual maturity begin their long return journey to the ocean, swimming out of the Chesapeake Bay watershed and back to the Sargasso Sea where they hatched, in all 1,400 miles. They arrive in the warm waters of the Sargasso in January, where they spawn and then die. Once their eggs hatch, the cycle begins anew. To learn more about animals living in the Chesapeake Bay and the National Aquarium's efforts to monitor and improve water quality in the Inner Harbor, visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.